Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to Trust the Trail Podcast. We are your outdoor guides, Ariane Petrucci and Scott Jans. This is episode 194, Trail Depression is Real. On this episode, we share personal thoughts on depression after a long distance or through hike. How did Scott, me, overcome depression after his Appalachian Trail through hike, and what did he learn? Per request from one of our listeners, trail depression after a through hike is very real, and we're going to talk about it today on our show. You can always join in on the discussion on our Facebook group page. Just go to facebook.com/groups/ Trust the Trail Podcast and join our podcast family. Come hang out with us and become a part of our community. And definitely, we're going to talk about this topic on our Facebook group page. Just to let everybody know, events, we wanted to remind everyone that there is still a few spots open in our Yellowstone and Teton National Park trip. Just go to trustthetrailpodcast.com/events. Check them out. If you're interested in a September trip, please message us ASAP. If we get three or more people interested, we can put another trip on the schedule for mid-September, which I think is going to be absolutely beautiful weather. Just, you know, let us know as quick as possible. We just sent out our bi-weekly newsletter that profiled one of our very own listeners. So don't miss out and sign up for our newsletter. Get special offers and links. We have some big news coming up regarding a new feature to our podcast, and we want you to be part of it. Patreon users and newsletter subscribers always get the first info on new happenings. If you are looking for additional gear deals, please bookmark thebackpackerstore.com, where the power is in the search. You can always search in the search area the type of piece of gear that you're looking for and compare prices from all the major online outfitters like Moose Jaw, Camp Saver, Eastern Mountain Sports, Enlightened Gear, Hyperlite, MSR. They are all on thebackpackerstore.com. In full disclosure, we built that own site for you at no additional cost. We do take a small commission of any piece of gear that you buy, and we put that right back into the podcast show. So appreciate it. That's thebackpackerstore.com. The front page has daily deals. All gear on there starts at about 30 to 35% off. So go and bookmark that. So I really appreciate the question. And on this show, I am going to share some very personal information and disclose a big part of, I guess in a personal way, what happened to me when I completed my through hike on the Appalachian Trail, even though it was way back in 2003. I had the same problems with depression after other long distance hikes that I had done. And so I feel pretty compelled to share that with you guys and share how I struggled with it. And it was a huge struggle. So I guess we can start by just sharing my story and what happened with trail depression and how I got through it and what I had to force myself to do to be able to kind of put that past me and move on. And it was a struggle. It was a huge struggle. So I'm going to share that information with you guys on the show. So yeah, it's very personal. And I really appreciate the topic that was brought up in our Facebook group about trail depression and what you guys do and how you guys have handled that. We've kind of talked a little bit about that before in some of our episodes. But I wanted to, I've never shared my personal story with that. And so, so here we go. When I got off the trail, in 2003, and let me first say, that I had depression on the trail. It was a different kind of depression, but one of the things that I, really fought hard with was loneliness. And, you know, being out there by myself. And even though I did have a lot of support and I did have a lot of friends that, you know, were helping me along, it was really the people on the trail in of itself that probably helped me more than anybody outside the trail. It was the trail community that really helped me, really, really helped me get through that. And I think I shared a little bit of that story on our 100th episode when Miss Janet came to visit us. We were live in Amicalola State Park. We were wishing all the through hikers good luck when they had their kind of like, you know, they have it every year at Amicalola, saying good luck to all the through hikers. And Miss Janet came to our table, and you know, she said hello, and I publicly thanked her because, you know, she was integral in me not quitting the trail, because I was very depressed at that time, and I really was having a hard time managing my day to day, you know, 18 to 20 mile a day hike. Because it was very wet when I did it in 2003, and there wasn't you know, rainbows and unicorns and you know, bluebirds singing around, and it was a little tough hiking in the rain day after day after day after day, and you know, and I had shared that with her, and I had thanked her because she used to have a hostel, and we used to go over to Miss Janet's hostel, and she'd make us breakfast. And in the morning, when we were all getting ready to leave, you know, she kind of would ask a question to everybody, you know, what are you guys going to do today? And, you know, in my mind, I was like, well, I'm quitting today. And I think that was like one of the very first times I really battled with some really hardship on the trail, and you know, kind of depression, because I didn't want to quit. I didn't want to quit the trail, but that voice in your head that says, "Man, you know, tonight you could be sleeping in a bed with warm covers over you, and you'd be dry." And that voice is extremely powerful. And, you know, I was getting up, and, you know, of course, all the other hikers, you know, we're all dirty, smelly. And you know, I think she keyed on me. She came over across, and, you know, she put her arms around me. And she said, she just kind of whispered in my ear. She goes, "Everything's going to be okay." And that was it. That's all she said. And I walked out, and, you know, I, you know, of course it was drizzling outside, and I said, you know what, everything is going to be okay. Why am I whining about quitting? Everything is going to be okay. And those words really, really resonated in my head throughout the rest of my hike, where I would say, everything is going to be okay. And you know, that was really where part of Trust the Trail kind of was born early on in my through hike, where just, you know, just a very small comforting word or words to get me through that moment. And that's the one thing about backpacking and through hiking and long distance backpacking. And it doesn't have to necessarily mean backpacking. There are people that have, you know, walked across the country and ridden across the country and, you know, canoed long distances. It's and when you're out there in the environment of Mother Nature, you do have to sometimes go moment by moment by moment. And there is no other big moment or small moment or epic days or events. It's sometimes you just have to get through each and every little tiny moment. And for me, it was getting up after breakfast, trying to get my gear ready and trying to have a good positive mental attitude. And it was that little tiny moment that took what, you know, 3 seconds, to get my head on straight, to say, yeah, everything is going to be okay. So, You know, I kept on hiking on, and I it was hard, and there were still days I had great times, I had fun. There were a lot of good times and laughs. But there were other times where, you know, it was like, oh man, screw this shit, or, you know, do I really have to, you know, keep going? And at the end of the day, when I finished my thru hike and everything was all said and done, and I came down from Katahdin, and I was so, so proud of myself. I mean, I can't even tell you how proud I was that, you know, I hadn't quit. I kept on going, and I pushed through all of the muck and all the BS and all of the insanity that was in my head most of the time about, what I could do, what I couldn't do. But at the end of the day, I did it. And I was the pride that I felt was just overwhelming. And the depression that really kind of hit me after my through hike was this: what do I do now? And it was extremely hard to get through the day after being out there in nature and facing all kinds of different mental challenges, because the mental challenges were now gone. They didn't exist anymore. They were different kind of mental challenges, but the mental challenges that I had really, really learned how to deal with was, just dealing with the elements, dealing with overcrowding at a shelter, dealing with, chucking and jiving on the trail and getting through that day. And, those were all gone. My biggest decisions now were, should I have a bologna sandwich or a salami sandwich at lunch? And those were really big decisions. And I'm like, wow, my God, what happened? And so I went into this really big depression about, where my life was, who I was, what was I going to do? I think that's one of the reasons why so many thru hikers, when they get done off the Pacific Crest Trail or the Appalachian Trail, they start some sort of business or start something to have to do with, the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail, because they're so connected to it. That's all we know. You do something for 5-6 months outdoors and you accomplish that goal, you're so connected to it. And then when you get off the trail, that connection is gone. So you desperately try to reconnect to that trail. Now, I envy the people that whether you're going north or south or you're doing your hopscotch in between, it doesn't make any difference. When you touch either the north or the south end of the terminus, you can always just turn around and go back. For me, that wasn't really that much of an option. Otherwise I'd still be walking back and forth on the trail. But I think you lose that connection. That connection is just severed just way too quickly. Because for me, when I got off of Katahdin, I sat around, I think I was at the campground for about 2 days, waited for a shuttle service. And then, the next thing you know, man, it's like the shuttle service happens, you're in town. Next thing you know, I was on a Greyhound bus. Then I was on, I think I was on Amtrak for a while. And then all of a sudden you're in the hustle and bustle of life, and you see so many people around you that have no idea what you just accomplished. You know what you did. And then it's kind of like, I can only describe it as like a sales job when you're working off straight commission. I started in the sales business when I was very, very young. And one of the things I hated about it is that, when January rolled around, it was always like, okay, what have you done for me lately? Well, I worked really hard last year. Shouldn't I get some sort of award? Yeah, great. What are you going to do this year? And so when I got off the Appalachian Trail, it was like, okay, I'm off. And then all of a sudden it was 2004. And everybody was interested in the 2004 through hikers in 2005, 2006. And it was like, well, wait a minute, look what I did. And so that's even a further disconnection from, for me at least, I'm like, you know, well, what do I do now? You know, where's, how am I going to feel that, you know, that pride and that joy and that self-accomplishment, which builds, you know, self-esteem and self-confidence? You know, what do I do now? So for me, when, you know, it became a very harsh reality back at home in Illinois that I was really depressed. I had no idea what I was going to do. And I felt like I was just kind of roaming around the house in, you know, in PJs, and I just was lost. I was lost. And I was very depressed about, you know, what I could possibly do or what I could possibly even gain elsewhere. So I immediately started looking for other hikes. And so I ran down to Southern Illinois in the Shawnee National Forest, and I thru-hiked the River to River Trail, which is it's so overgrown. And when I did it, it was barely a trail. It was more of an equestrian trail. But I needed to sleep in a tent. I needed, you know, some sort of wilderness experience. So I got done with the thru-hike on the River to River Trail. It took me like 7 days because I was really in shape and I could just book it. I could do like, you know, 15, 20 miles a day, and it's only 186 miles. So, you know, I did, and I started doing another trail. So I would leave. I would like to go on these 9-10 hour drives. Of course, I lived in Central Illinois at the time, so I was going everywhere. I did the Superior Trail. I did I did some of the Buckeye Trail in Ohio, and I would just do these long distance trails to get me out, for the trail for a long time. But I could never feel that fulfillment again, you know. And so, as I drove around doing these trails, there was something missing. There was just something missing. And so it was about a year later, and I was very depressed. I didn't want to do anything. I found myself just being present, but not really living in the present. I wasn't living in the moment, and I kept on thinking about what I'd done or what was in the past, and I could never think about the future. I could never think about what I was going to do, but because for me everything that I could be doing was it wasn't going to give me that that accomplishment. It just wasn't going to give that to me. So I was just kind of like a waste of a person because I couldn't focus on anything, right? So I spent about a year the emotional roller coaster I was on. I was angry, I was sad, I couldn't really focus on new things, there was really not a whole lot for me to think about. And I had, you know, left the technology business when I hiked the AT. So, you know, I had a huge technology background and an IT background. And I did have money to kind of, that was saved. And so, you know, I really could go out and travel a little bit and go on all these hikes. And I went on a lot of hikes, and I did a lot of long distance backpacking. But there was always something that I just felt very unaccomplished and I guess I just didn't think about what I was going to do. So anyway, a year goes by and, I wasn't doing anything. It was really almost a year and a half. And you know, I kept backpacking and I kept on looking for that magic moment. And I started thinking, well, I'm going to do another long distance hike. So I started planning for another, you know, 3-4 month long distance hike. And, I was still, you know, going back and forth, trying to figure out, do I want to work? Do I want to get back in the workforce? You know, how does that play out? And it just felt like yucky to me to do that. You know, it wasn't until I was just so utterly livid that I didn't even really want to leave the house anymore. And I just sat around, watched way too much TV, and just I was just depressed. And it was, and the one thing about depression I will say is that it does things to you that you don't really know it's doing to you. You know, you become lazy, tired, you know, and you lie to yourself a lot about what's causing the problem. And a lot of times you say, well, once this happens, or once that happens, or once my circumstances change. And the one thing I learned about depression is that if your happiness is based on circumstances, you're probably in big trouble, because circumstances sometimes don't change unless you change the circumstance. You know, sitting around in your PJs watching TV, walking around the house, thinking about the past, your circumstances aren't going to change until you get dressed, walk outside, and face the world and say, today I'm going to. And it was hard to push myself to do those things. And even though I did get to travel a lot, and I did go to other places, and I did do a lot of backpacking and a lot of trails, but those were short-lived. You know, those were kind of like short you know, that I really had to force myself to do those things. So it wasn't until I, you know, was complaining to a friend about, you know, I want to go backpacking with people, maybe, you know, like, I don't know, just maybe start a club or start something or do something. And at that time, meetup.com was just kind of starting. In fact, it was so new, they were beta testing. They were looking for people to be organizers and beta test meetup.com. And, you know, I was in Chicago and, you know, just really complaining that, you know, there's nowhere to go. I don't want to go back. There's nowhere to go backpacking, blah, 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 blah. And it was just whining. And how I got through that whole muck and that whole piece of depression and just not feeling fulfilled in my life was such a very simple answer. And the simple answer, and I would say this to anyone that gets off the Appalachian Trail or gets off the Pacific Crest Trail, does a long distance, anything, and you're out there in nature for a long time, nature does change you in a way that you don't really realize, because nature is very giving in a way. It gives you a lot. It teaches you a lot. And the one thing that that helped me get out of my crap was to serve other people. Because really, I was kind of in my own narcissistic life. Like, well, now what do I do? Well, where am I going to go? What's going to happen? Those are all legitimate questions. But what happened was meetup.com was just starting. I was in Chicago. I was complaining that, you know, no one's going to go backpacking. I have no one to go backpacking with. You know, I asked people to go, and I was tired of going by myself, and I was lonely. And I think that was a little bit a part of the depression too. I was very lonely. And, you know, someone sent me the link, and they said, hey, this is a new, website. It's a new club, or opportunity to start a club. Why don't you see if, you know, that might be something you might want to do? Why don't you start a club and help people or invite people and teach them what you know? And I thought, well, that's a crock of crap. And, you know, I just thought that was really silly. But in the end, that ended up being what really helped me get out. And so I thought, well, I'm in Chicago. Who the heck is going to go backpacking in Chicago? Well, a lot of people. And so with a few other people that I knew that had hiked the Appalachian Trail and that were backpackers, We started a backpacking club in Chicago, and that's really the day that I got out of my depression, because I had other things to focus on, and all of which were helping new people or, you know, talking to other like-minded people, even if they didn't go backpacking, even if they never went on one of our little club events. Just the look in their eye to say, you know, I hope someday I could do that, or I want to, and their desire was there. And just helping people out with, you know, gear and things like that. And I would say for anybody that, you know, does a long distance hike, and no matter what you do in no matter what capacity you do it in, is that when you get out, to get out of yourself, when you're off the trail, when you get off the trail, and to find something to do, whether it's volunteering at anything that helps, that helps other people, or even like a wildlife shelter, or, you know, Ariane talks a lot about, you know, one of the most, important moments or important times in her life where, when she was volunteering in a, animal rescue shelter. So these animals were like hit by a car or something happened to them. They couldn't live in the wild by themselves. And it was a rehab location to rehab all animals. And so I think that therapy, I think that's a natural therapy to get out of yourself and to stop for a minute and say, okay, look, you know, what talent do I have to be able to help other people focus on their passion? And and I would say for most of us who have backpacked the Appalachian Trail, long distance trail, or done something incredible outdoors for a long time, whether it's cycling or canoeing or hiking, backpacking, walking, you know, when you've been out there for a long time, it's Mother Nature. It's a very humbling experience because, you know, Mother Nature doesn't really care about you. And so, you know, you're constantly humbled, right? And so when you're off of that, when you get off of the trail, you're not being humbled anymore. You have your own, you know, you're like, okay, well, I did that. And then self-accomplishment becomes bigger than really what it was. And so anything, that's why people want to connect to that so much. But I think if you get out of yourself for a minute and help others, you become then, it's a new passion, right? So you're passionate about, you know, I was so passionate about thru hiking before I did it. I mean, I was obsessed about it. And then afterwards, you know, it took me a couple years then to become passionate about, you know what, maybe, you know, I do have something to offer the outdoor community without actually having to go backpack for 6 months again. And you know, starting a small club in Chicago, and where nobody knew really how to backpack, but we had 800 members sign up for the first month. And it was amazing. And it was surprising. And it was new. And it was full of excitement and full of, well, I don't know what I'm doing. Do you know what you're doing? I have no idea what I'm doing. And it was that general feeling of almost like you're at the trailhead again for the first time, but in a different capacity. You know, you're going into the unknown again. And I think that's what helped get me out of my depression. It was going back into the unknown in a different way. Because, you know, when you hike the Appalachian Trail, or the Pacific Crest Trail, long distance trail, you know, after a while, after being sick, after being out there for 6 months, you pretty much know how to hike. I mean, you've got the backpacking thing pretty much down, right? And it's like that every day you step out of your tent and you're walking in, like, what is today going to bring? What is today going to bring? And it's that new feeling of the day. And then when you get home, there is no new feeling of the day anymore because you're not looking at it in the same way. You know, you're not looking at it, well, just because I'm home, that doesn't mean that tomorrow is a new and exciting day. You know, for me, it took me a few years to understand that. And I think that does grow with age. I think that does grow with experience and maturity. When you get older, you can kind of see things a little bit differently. And that experience of starting a club, it was new. It was like, oh my God, what's going to happen today? Or I wonder what's going to happen today? And it was that feeling of newness, and that definitely helped me get out of some severe depression, and not feeling very accomplished and not feeling very, worthy to do anything. And it was just a beautiful way to help other people with something I could help them with. And so, for people that are feeling lost when they get off the trail, or feeling like I don't know what to do, you want to connect to something, and you really probably are more inclined to connect to the trail. I would suggest, finding something that makes it new again, that makes that experience for you as an individual, whatever that might be, new. Whether it's helping people, volunteering to something you know nothing about, going into something, that you know nothing about. Because, when all of us hike the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail or a long distance trail, when we were standing at the trailhead for the first time on our first day, we knew nothing. We kind of had watched a lot of videos. Well, not when I did it, but because YouTube wasn't around. But, you read books, you read trail reports, you have a taste, but you don't know. Your experience is going to be so much different than anybody else's. You have no idea how that experience is going to affect you. And so we're all new. When we get done with the trail, we know. We've got that confidence. We know. And then we get off the trail, and then we're left kind of standing, waiting for something new again. So push yourself to do that. Push yourself to do unknown things, different things, and things that are going to make you feel a little uncomfortable. And I think that definitely helps people, help me get out of my depression. Starting a club when I knew nothing about starting a club, well, I knew nothing about managing a club. And we certainly didn't know how to teach people that had never gone backpacking before. We didn't even know what that would be like. And so that was all scary. It was all kind of new, but it was also kind of exciting too. But it took me, it took me, 2.5 years to really get out of that. And I think if I had to do it all over again, and I was getting off the trail for the first time today, knowing that there was going to be depression, or knowing that I was going to feel lost a little bit, I would immediately jump into something to help others, just to get out of myself, to get out of my own head, and I would delve into it like 120%. Because you don't know what that's going to lead to, and you don't know where that's going to go. And the other thing too is that be open mind for the day. Don't assume the day is going to suck because you're not on the trail. The day is can be very beautiful if you have an open mind to that day, and let the day dictate where it needs you to be. And trust the trail, by the way, is trusting you're exactly where you're supposed to be at that moment in your life. And I think when I got off the trail, I didn't trust that anymore. I knew when I was on the trail, I was supposed to be there. But when I got off the trail, I didn't know where I was supposed to be. Well, it ended up that at that one day, at that one moment when I said, you know, this sucks. What can I do? No one's going to go backpacking with me. I have no one to go backpacking with. For that particular day and that particular moment, I was supposed to be right there to get a little email link was saying, why don't you check out this platform? It lets you start clubs. And boom, it changed everything. So that it's the little moments that can get you out of trail depression if you are really listening and have an open mind to it. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys letting me share my trail depression story. It is real. It's not to be taken lightly. For anybody that you know, does suffer from trail depression or from long distance hiking, I would immediately start a community or group and talk it over with other people and build a community and then go and because, you know, like building that community and helping other people with trail depression, that is a quick and sure way to help you get out of your head and your own trail depression. And so that's my experience. That's what I would recommend to people that are finishing up their Appalachian Trail through hike and they're looking at riding on the bus home going, you know, what the hell? Wow, what do I do now? So go try to get out of your head as much as you can. So anyway, again, thank you guys so much for listening. Really appreciate it. You can go to trustthetrailpodcast.com. If you'd like some t-shirts and coffee cups to help support the podcast, please go to our merch link. We are partnered with spring.com, and we've got coffee cups, t-shirts, hoodies with your favorite sayings on there. Of course, shout out to our favorite and a lovely Facebook members. We love you guys. In fact, this whole topic came from one of our Facebook members. So thank you so much for bringing that up. Because if you bring it up, we definitely will talk about it. It's a real topic. Also, thank you to our patrons who we couldn't do this podcast without you guys. So really appreciate it. Angela Salas, Kim Caverman, Brother Barrett Jalang, EJ Newa, Becky Wenger, Helling Prophet, Ted Jones, Bob Esser, Jeff Nyman, Danny Bowen, Jack Masters, Amy Tappendorf, Lisa Pruitt, Mike Pellett, Brad Wolf, Suzanne Johnson, Gary Busia, John Phillips, Shirley Nutt, Rick Hornick, Jessica Wolfen, Ethan Corona, Jordan Landcrack, Susan Adams, Joe Ryder, Kevin Frost, and Reverend Gina Purcell. Thank you so much. If you guys don't know what Patreon is, of course, it is a secure platform that lets you support your favorite content creators. Just log in, create an account, go to Trust the Trail Podcast, and as little as $2 a month, get special benefits for exclusive content. We are always looking for new ways to bring that our patrons' new content and different ways to support them as they support us. Our podcasts are available on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all of your favorite pod catchers. We've got some pretty cool photographs on our Trust the Trail Instagram account, so check that out. We've got like we're still debating whether it's a black bear or grizzly bear. I think it's turning out to be a black bear, so we've got that video on our Instagram account, and go check that out. We also have our Facebook page, Trust the Trail. So you know, you guys remember, and Ariana, sorry that she couldn't be here today. We are going to try to go live some point in time this week in Yellowstone. So, and it might be very spontaneous. It might be very quick. So make sure you check our Facebook group out. Come in, sign up. We'll get you in there. And it might be very quick when we go live, but we'd love to go live in Yellowstone for you guys. So, remember, trust, you know, the trail does, you know, provide you things you need. It provides you things long after you've completed a long distance through hike. Long after. Hell, it's been providing things for me 20 years later. So remember, trust the trail. We'll see you guys later. Bye.